Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, diddly, hi, neighbor.
Hi, neighbor.
How are you?
Good. How you been?
I've been great.
Nice.
By the way, you know how we had that meeting before the show?
We had a meeting.
Yeah, then I had a meeting with my wife afterwards.
How was that?
She told me how wrong I was about everything in the meeting we did.
What?
No, why would she say that? Yeah.
Well, because she's
never done it. The whole time I've been with, she tells me I'm cruising down the wrong road. That's what she's telling me.
Really?
That's what she says. Yeah, yeah. So I had to vent it. I'm 5 minutes out of it. You know. I said, yeah. So that's what I'm dealing with.
They sure are behind you around here.
Hold on. I'm gonna go grab her.
That'd be good. This will be nice. Here she comes. This will be Mrs. O'Mara. Her name is, I believe, she goes by Carla.
Yes.
And they've been married for some time, and it's what the word you're looking for is bliss, mm-hmm. because they've been married in
wedded bliss,
marital
wedded bliss.
Bliss.
Sure, lovely yes. baby boy.
They wedded do, bliss. And his name is Matt.
His name is Little Michael.
Let me that's right. Birthday coming up.
And, ooh. Now we haven't seen her in a while.
Can you lean in, my
nice
dear?
Nice to see you, Carla.
Hi, Carla. How have you been?
Hey.
Lean down for the camera.
Yeah, we'd like to see your face. Hi, Carla. She doesn't look too happy.
She's not. She's not good. She's not. Look at you.
Hey,
so
look,
we just had
a
meeting, and Carla was eavesdropping on the meeting, and then I said, "Yeah, that went pretty well. I'm pretty happy with it." And she said, "No, you're not. No, you're not." And you didn't think you think I should what? What? I mean, you just.
I think that you should have contract signed.
Wow.
Oscar.
I'll
you know, you're really disappointing me.
You know what's great is that because she's on the effects mic, it sounds like she's on the phone.
And I just turned her low end. I
she
turned
stopped
her
calling in. Now she's
let me hear now. Let me hear you now.
Oh, I said there should be.
No, hey, can you make it sound like she's in a steel tank?
Please.
Can you add echo?
Yeah.
I'd like that.
I think it's the effect.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, there should be a bypass, right?
Yeah, let's get a direct line.
Can you talk again?
No.
All right, now talk.
Hello?
Are you playing around with me?
Oh, now you sound normal.
Wow.
You don't sound like you're on the phone. Carla.
Yeah, now say, Carla. Say 1-2, 1-2.
1-2, 1-2.
There you go.
Oh, wow, now she perfect. Sounds like Carla. Right.
Can you say hear I'm fussy?
I can right. hear.
So, see, I tell her, that. And sometimes I just have to come in here and I have to. You want to sit on my lap?
No, it's okay.
Oh. She didn't like me.
Didn't like me. Days. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carla, so, to your point.
Incidentally, when you're talking about things, I would talk in generalities and not specifics.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
I'm
ask
not
you
sure
that
I know a, how to do that.
Oh, well, maybe she doesn't know how to do it. Okay,
I'll say this, Carla. I'll sign anything Mike sends me.
Yeah.
That's not going to change Mike's mood from day to day, though.
I'm sorry, repeat that?
I said I will sign anything that Mike asks me to sign. That's not going to change Mike's mood from day to day, though.
Well, I'm not sure what that means.
That means
what the meeting
he was trying.
About.
It is a comedy show. That was a joke.
Mike,
that was a
let
joke.
Let me explain. Right let me you, explain.
I know. Oh, don't be down. Don't be. Oh, wow. Wow. Oh,
she's
boy.
Sad.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
She's crying.
I won't take that morning show. I promise you, Carla.
She's crying.
Oh no.
She's crying.
Wow. There she goes.
Yeah.
Sad.
Well, that's a.
She's crying.
I thought that meeting went as well as it could.
Yeah.
Considering. Guess not.
That's not helping.
Mm.
Wow.
Rob, what did you think?
I think that it's normal in a relationship to make the wife cry. At least that's what I found in my house.
I feel horrible right now. I'm going to go get her again. Hold
okay. Because we had just mentioned the phrase marital bliss, and that didn't look like bliss to me.
No, yeah, she looked upset.
Tears.
No. She looked really upset.
And
what do you think upset her about the conversation?
Well, I think she didn't understand that when you were talking about signing something for Mike, what Mike wanted was an autographed photo.
Yes.
Of yeah. Oscar. Yeah. Just Oscar.
I said, look, I'm all out of glossies, man.
Yeah, you have the color ones, but not the black and white glossies.
They
and
cost
the thing,
a fortune.
What's so sad is she likes to think of us as a unit, and she wanted the picture of you with Mac and Rofo.
Uh-huh.
The shirtless one.
I wouldn't it be redundant to sign something you've already signed already.
Yeah, well, I know.
No, definitely.
Well, that's a pre-printed signature. You paid the extra money for the pre-print.
And it already looks messy when you sign over the pre-print. Like,
you know
it's
what
never
I like?
Perfect.
Well, you're like a realtor. What you do is at the bottom of the form letter, you cross out the pre-print and then sign your name. So, you know, it's like, hey, dear friend. And you cross that out and you write Mike. Because, hey, he's back.
Oh, right, hey. She's back. Oh, she's back. She's
good.
Back. Okay.
What
she doesn't
want to
be on camera. She doesn't want to
off
be on
camera.
Camera,
off camera.
Okay. Mrs. O'Mara is having a tough morning with this. She's she's being. I don't think there's enough cable to go. But hold on a second. Let me go. You're worried about things, right?
I am. I definitely am worried.
You get worried about me and business and things like that.
Absolutely.
And you want to, you know, you said to me before, you said you want to make sure that everybody's on the team. Is
I
that
do,
what you say?
And that's what I worry about. I worry about everybody being on one team and everything being, you know, fair and everybody being happy.
Yeah, it's your fault, Oscar.
But how's it my fault?
Because I like blaming you.
I didn't do anything wrong. I just came into work and got yelled at.
He is Teflon. He is
See, everybody thinks I'm yelling at him. Did I? Well, maybe I did yell a little bit. Yeah. Look, that's what she's upset about. She was hearing that whole thing while she was in the ladies' room. Which is right next to the bedroom, is where I do this show. That's the way it works.
Carla, you probably just heard one side of the conversation. So if you heard just Mike's side,
now you rolled your eyes. Tell him why you're rolling your eyes.
Well, I mean, I can kind of hear the way that by Mike's reactions, what way the conversation was.
If you
going.
Heard, yeah, but if you just heard Mike's side, I would be upset as well. You didn't hear what we said, and Mike reacts different ways to different things.
I'm going to give her the headphones.
No,
here
I
we
can
go.
Hear. I can hear.
She can
I
hear.
Can hear.
Go ahead.
I said Mike reacts in different ways to different conversations.
And there were also different moods that you couldn't even have graphed this conversation.
Yeah, and when we clarified what we were saying when we were going back and forth, I think we were both on the same page.
All
here.
Of us were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, let me just give it. You worry about protecting me, right?
Oh, that's absolutely. What, that's I feel like Mike's about. Been screwed over a lot of times by a lot of different people. And
not by
you know,
this guy,
I'm
not
just,
by the jolly man and Latino.
That,
yeah. The jolly man and the Latino.
Like, we didn't screw anybody over.
What do you think? What could these guys both say to you that would make you feel secure?
Well, it just worries me when, you know, contracts were brought up and people, you know.
But, Carla, we've already signed them. They're forever. They're in perpetuity.
Yeah.
Ask your husband.
Well, don't you have a copy of them?
No, because I gave it to Mike and he took them.
Yeah, Mike said he would put them in a safe place.
I mean,
we'll re-sign them. That's not a problem.
Well, so if nobody knows where these contracts are and they're signed, then what good are they?
Again, I didn't know Mike didn't have them until he told us he doesn't know where they are.
I don't really think about them that much. I really don't. And you're
well,
worried about
worry.
That. You think I'm in because I have had.
Well, I just
you
know. Worry.
Okay. Well,
I'm just very worried.
Worried about the wrong guys. Let me tell you.
Exactly.
We have your husband's back.
And front.
Yeah.
I'm letting them deal with this because I don't want to deal with this. I'm not going to deal with this. So I wanted you to come in and talk to
Carla,
the guys.
The last people you have to worry about is, like I said, Rob and I. Honestly, of all the people
Rob
here.
Well, honestly, I'm not worried about Rob.
Well, then, I don't know what to tell you.
Nobody,
I can't change your perspective.
Nobody
I'm
is.
Worried about you, Oscar.
What am I going to do?
I don't know. What are you going to do? I hear that you have other jobs in the pipelines, and I hear you going to school.
I guess. What's wrong with bettering oneself?
Nothing. But how's an MBA going to help the business? That
it already has. It
how
already
so?
Has.
Yeah, Mike, how would knowing how to run a business help the business?
Please.
Well, it.
Now, Rob, don't pick on my wife. She's very, very. She's
Carla,
out of her
it was,
element.
It was
here.
Just
I just
a joke.
Don't understand how that's going. How it's even helped so far, that's all.
Oh, Carla, well, again, you're not in the day-to-day activities here. If anything, it's really helped overall, especially
truly,
with our revenue
has.
Streams and what we're doing to make this product a better product
and
for everybody.
And understanding how to work with each other and make the business
Can
into
I,
a viable business.
Don't get mad
business.
At me, but he does bring in different tidbits from his education that he's getting right now almost on a weekly basis. That is the truth. I cannot lie about
okay,
that.
Okay, well, there's other things that were discussed, too, that, you know.
Well,
that
we're
I
not
going to
talk about everything that was discussed.
That somebody would know what. I'm just worried, and I'm glad to hear you guys saying that you have Mike's back, but, you know, the future will tell. The next
So you
years.
Don't you don't think these two guys have my back? Or you don't think Oscar has my back?
I don't know.
Why you like Oscar? You
I
like
do.
Oscar? You like Oscar more than Rob? Where
That's
did this
true.
Come
from? Yeah. I mean,
this is what's so confusing.
Really awkward. I don't know what to tell you,
Mike. I'm a dork. She doesn't like me, but she's not worried about me. This is good.
This is true. This is true. Is there anything you'd like to say to Rob? Because Rob probably feels pretty bad right now.
Personally, I like both of them.
And by the way, this is by design. I only put this on just to because I know I really was thinking about all the things we talked about during our yearly business meeting. Mm-hmm. And we cover a lot of ground.
We do.
And then I get all ramped up. And because I got all ramped up, sometimes I have to take that energy and put that on the show for you, the listener, to enjoy.
That's fair.
It's a good energy.
Carla, if you're worried about the contracts, we'll re-sign them. That's
Absolutely.
Not a problem. That is a non-issue.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, our
confusion was that we already signed them years ago. So what? And they were forever. What was the issue with signing them again? But we'll sign them again. We said that to Mike.
I would think that would make everybody feel comfortable.
How about this? I will sign it and send it over during the show because I think I probably have it in my computer somewhere if it's there.
Awesome.
There you go.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. I don't know what Rob's going
to
do.
Well,
I'm going to have
to have my dad look at it.
Do you feel better?
A little bit.
This you feel a little
great.
Bit better?
A little bit. I'll take
a little bit better. Does that mean you're going to still listen to the show?
I'm not sure.
That's what she told me. That's the reason this whole thing started, because she
probably
said,
for
I
the
don't
best,
want to listen
Mike.
To the show.
It's probably bad for the best. they shouldn't listen anyways.
That's
they get
true.
Upset
maybe you're right. All right, thank you, Dave. Is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners? Because there are a lot of people
Keep
listening.
Keep listening.
Listen harder. Yeah.
Do as I say, you not can, as I do.
Can I just tell you one thing about the Bolivian bastard and myself, okay? Let me just tell you this.
Nice.
We communicate that way. We always have. Oscar,
True.
Have we not?
Yeah, yeah.
We always connect.
We start out
and we are two rams in a field, and then it backs off and it gets, and then we end up fixing things and figuring it out
as a team.
Yeah,
as a
team.
Been
that way for years.
Yes,
and I'm fine. I'm fine with this. It's the reason I run things the way I do. Okay, because I trust these guys. And you know, at the end of the day, the buck stops with me. Okay, all right. And I love you. That's the important thing. Are you going to be okay? Okay, I love you. All right, bye.
I can't believe she compared us to other people.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Well, that was nice.
You say you want to move to Maine and you want to build a studio, we make it happen. You say
right.
you want to move to Florida and you want to build a better life in Florida,
Boom.
We make it happen.
Done.
How does someone have not have someone's back? I take that as a personal insult.
Yeah, well.
A personal what?
Anyway.
Affront.
You know what? It's right. When you hear one side of the conversation, sometimes that's
the way of course.
That
it's like,
but
just hearing the
you
baseline
know, she cares
of a rock
about
record.
It. This is the one person in the world that you know that really cares about me more than anything else. And you know what? She gets ramped up, and then when she gets ramped up, and I go and I talk to her for a second, and she heard our meeting a little bit, and she heard some parts of it, and she gets concerned, and she gets worried, and she doesn't understand that the three of us communicate a certain way that there are very few humans that communicate that way.
Yeah,
we don't pull. We don't pull any punches. I mean, we go at it, and then we kind of sort things out, and that's the way it goes. So, you know, ultimately, that's what it is.
Hey, you know what? I don't know if this is the time to bring it up or not. Do you think she would record some new promos for us?
Shut up, Rob. We'll come back with the Wednesday mailbag.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Thank you for the coffee, ma'am. It's not too often that you rob a place and they get welcome back. Because we just robbed you.
You know that he was arrested for stealing a smoothie machine, right?
Two smoothie machines.
Are you sure they can handle this?
Oh, we can handle it. We're professionals.
You'll forgive us if we're not instilled with confidence.
Well, hey, everybody, just kick back and relax a little bit, man. We know our business. We broke into this spooky-ass house, didn't we?
I let you.
Well, one could say that I let you let me.
Look, it's okay. They can handle this.
Yeah, we can handle it.
You got their credentials?
He's in the system.
I'm in the system. This is him?
Yeah, we're doomed.
In the right hands, the relationship between man and suit is symbiotic. The suit has power. The man harnesses that power. You need to be skillful, agile, and above all, you need to be fast. You should be able to shrink and grow on a dime. So your size always suits your needs. Now dive through the keyhole, Scott. You charge big, you dive small, then you emerge big.
Ow!
Useless.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Yeah, we're just like IBM. Coming to you live from the Cappy Viper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Blue Apron. The last thing you want to do after work is go to the grocery store and then have to prepare and cook a complicated meal and take out. It's unhealthy and it's expensive. That's why you need Blue Apron. Blue Apron. We love them. We love them. We eat them. We enjoy Blue Apron all the time. They deliver fresh ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door for healthy, handcrafted meals without all the hassle for less than 10 bucks per meal. That's the best part.
Yes.
You get to make these fantastic dinners. You get all the credit, and it costs you less than 10 bucks a meal. Blue Apron sends fresh ingredients that are perfectly proportioned, so no waste and no trips to the store. It's like being on a cooking show. Blue Apron even offers kid-friendly family plans so the whole family can cook and eat together. Each meal takes only about 30 minutes to prepare. Shipping is free, and the menus are always new. They won't send the same meal twice. Blue Apron works with your preference and schedule, and they only use the best seasonal ingredients for incredible meals like, oh, I love this one, Rob, Duca favorite. Flavored pulled chicken pitas.
That's one of the coolest
things.
What
is Duca? What is Duca?
Duca, Mike. It's Blue Apron will introduce you to ingredients you've never run into before.
I haven't had the Duca flavored pulled chicken pitas, though.
Duca is an Egyptian spice mix of herbs, spice, and nuts. Very Middle Eastern and very delicious.
And healthy. We didn't mention that, did we? Did we mention healthy? It's healthy.
Healthy.
Did I say healthy?
Of course,
absolutely.
Yes.
Sichuan style eggplant. I've had that. That's delicious. With cashews and rice with garlic scapes. What? And I know they taste delicious, but what exactly are garlic scapes?
Garlic scapes are the flower bud of the garlic plant. They're excessively sweet and mild, but they still have that great garlic flavor. This isn't something you wouldn't buy normally, and they send
now,
it right to your door.
Now, you can have people over, have a great time with this, and really make yourself into a perfect chef. Incredible meals, and the quality and freshness will blow you away. Blue Apron, it's a better way to cook. Check out this week's menu and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Now, this is a sponsor that we really, really want you to support
yes.
in the TMOS family. So please take advantage of our treat. The first two meals are on us for free if you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Now, without further ado, let's get to it because it's not all about us.
No.
It's about you, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Mike, one time.
Thank you.
One time.
All right, I get it. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Today we start with presents.
Oh, don't you love gifts, Mike?
Rob, what goodies have arrived at our mailbox this week?
You know what's
week?
Funny is sometimes you get gifts and people say what they are, and sometimes you got no idea. The
okay.
first one I can tell from the return address is from a guy, I believe his name is Michael Mativier.
Oh.
And let me make sure. Mark W. Mativier. Or
I have heard that name before. That guy sent stuff before.
I think he sent stuff before. And I think that these are all from him. Remember I mentioned this week that Robert bought a bucket hat on Amazon.com?
Absolutely.
And
I remember
said,
that.
What's a bucket hat?
Mike, it's like a Gilligan hat.
It's here's a Canada bucket hat.
Oh, I like that.
Cool.
But I think you're going to like the other bucket hat better. This one has
keep
the
that
string.
In the studio, please.
Of course.
No need to send that one up to the Great White North.
How about this Red Sox bucket hat with string?
No, you can't go wrong there.
Ooh. And here, let me model it for you so you know how great it can look.
You know, bucket hats are interesting.
Always a solid.
Wow.
And then, Mike, also...
You're the only person, I think, in America that can't wear a bucket hat.
That's probably right.
I don't think you can do that.
Mike, and a Washington Capitals Santa Claus hat.
That's lovely. That's just delightful.
Horribly out of season, but wonderful.
I can see Oscar wearing that to a game. That'll be...
And then there is, Mike, there are the gifts that arrive with no paperwork, and you just wonder. I open this up. Someone priority mailed us 5 packages of Kit Kat Minis. And there's there's absolutely no way to determine where they came from.
Give them to Pony and Mac.
Okay, here you go, guys.
Pony especially has to fatten up.
Yes.
Give them to Pony.
And that's what's in our gift bag today, Mike.
All right, now on with the mailbag.
Please.
Mark Serrard had a birthday last week, and we wish him all the best. He is a Sacramento native and a proud graduate of John F. Kennedy High School. He is 43. Did he put the part in about the high school?
Mike, sometimes people don't give me any information, so I have to go to their Facebook page. If nothing, this guy was vague.
In Montgomery County.
That's good.
In Sacramento.
Sacramento?
Yeah, there's another John F. Kennedy High School.
There are a lot of Kennedy High Schools. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, thank you for all you do. I have lived in New Mexico all my life. For years, I put up with bad radio and horrible DJs because I just didn't know any better. Then, one day, while living in Albuquerque, I heard you guys on the radio. That changed how I listened to talk radio. You have raised the bar on what talk radio should be, and I have listened to you ever since. I've shared TMOS with my friends and my family. My wife, Lisa, would listen to me go on about you guys, but never gave your show a listen. Recently, she was trapped in a car with me on a long car ride to Amarillo. I made her listen to the TMOS podcast episodes that I had saved up just for the trip. Love it when people do that.
Yes.
And she is now among the lucky who get it.
Nice.
Yay. Yay.
It would thrill Lisa Chambers if you sang the traditional birthday song for her. Her birthday is July 19th. Thanks so very much. Warmly, Dion Chambers. That's just sounds like it could be a football player, doesn't it?
Or maybe a pornographic actor.
Dion Chambers. For Lisa Chambers, it's her birthday on July 19th. Mm-hmm. Let's go. One, two, three. Lisa
Porn Chambers.
Thank you. Porno. All right. Don't know why we did that. Hi, guys. Next letter. First, I wanted to say thanks for playing Fly By Night to open the show on Monday. Canada, eh? My wife, Jeannie, is celebrating the 5th anniversary of her 39th birthday on the 30th. Our daughter, Madeline, I wonder if it's Canadian, they'd be Madeline. Madeline or Madeleine, and I would love to have the gang each wish her the best, most appreciated, Jason Bird from Charlottesville. So, Jeannie, hey, Jeannie. Hey, Jeannie, you want to have a happy birthday, Jeannie? That's good. Good, Jeannie. Next one, Jeffrey Saylor writes, I just wanted you fellas to know that one of the primary spices in Jamaican jerk is Scotch bonnet pepper. The Scotch bonnet pepper the Pony was talking about.
Yeah, nearly killed him. Yeah,
that's what gives the signature spiciness to Jamaican jerk, okay? Well, that's great, man. How you doing? Okay, fantastic, Pony. Living in that too small apartment with your mom, man. Wow. Someday you get outside, get a real girlfriend, man. Not make spaghetti for women that hate you, man.
What a jerk.
That's right, man. Irene, man, I'm the Jamaican jerk. There you go. Hey, Rob Spiewak, too fat a head to fit any hat, man, huh?
Yeah, you
don't those
like my
hats
bucket
don't
hat.
Look good on your melon, man. There you go, interrupting again, man. Boy, that big brain dying to get all that information out, man.
The
Jamaican
jerk.
Yeah, a lot of feedback on the Jamaican jerk. Next letter says, Mike, my girlfriend Sherry Weimer turns 44, might be Weimer, on July 21st. I think her name sounds best when said in a German accent, but she will be grateful to even be mentioned at all. That comes from Brian Berryhill.
Hello, Sherry Weimer. Well, I suppose also Weimers are going to be excited. Did you hear about the 95-year-old man being prosecuted as a death camp guard? He's going away after all these years. How's that, Sherry Weimer, for your statute of limitations?
Weimer.
Weimer? Call the Wehrmacht.
Anyway, next letter. Dear Mike, I wanted to take just a moment to send along my thanks and some positive feedback on Matt Bloom.
Boo!
Pony Boy, it feels weird calling him that, recently helped me out, and I really appreciate it. I just renewed my subscription to the bonus show. I've never missed a year, and I was a little too excited. I screwed up and ended up running my credit card twice. Oh, we normally keep those.
Yeah. That makes you a P1.
Although our communication lacked the charisma and raw energy I expected from him.
Nice.
And that's why this letter made it, Mike.
Matt got back to me immediately when I emailed. He followed up again after he had fixed it and thanked me for letting him know, even though I was the damn dummy. It was such top-notch customer service, and I thought everyone should know. Please pass this sentiment along to Rob, Oscar, and Glenda.
Nice.
Thank you to all of you on the show for everything you do. Roy Delgado. Well, thank you, Roy. And now here's a question for Rob Spiewak.
Shoot.
I've always meant to ask, How do you get those station ID clips in front of music that you play for the show?
The jingles he's talking about, I think.
Please tell me there's an app for that. It seems like a ton of work to do by hand, and we all know how much you hate toil. Thanks from Matt Renner. So you want to give him your process there, Rob?
What you should know, Matt, is I've actually been collecting jingles since I was in eighth grade. Yeah. I used to tape them off cassette on the radio, and then it became easier when there was the internet because you could swap them. And now a lot of them are available free at jingles.com, which is Jam's website. But I do remember, Mike, this was my all-time favorite jingle package and one of the first that I taped off the radio. You'll remember it.
Power 105 WAVA. How you doing, everybody?
W-A-V-A. And I've got old ones.
Can you play that first one again? Can you play that first one
for
me?
Yeah, the top hour. Here we go. Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
It's an REO Speedwagon weekend. Tickets for you to go see REO Speedwagon at Nissan. Coming up.
W-A-V-A. Mike, they can even be from Mexico. C-F-D-R. I'm sorry, that was actually Canada. What I meant is that they can be from all over the place. Music,
KHJ. Do you have the Mexican one you're looking for?
I'm looking for it right now. I had it. It's X-E-R-F. Big things
are all sounds Mexican.
Real Mexican.
Yeah. Now we're going to wait for the Mexican one because it's a quest.
Curl
Instant News. Yes, Curl Instant
News, and, of course, do you have to play
the you don't
have
to play this entire thing.
Oh, well, then you wouldn't hear the call letters. But, Mike, it's X-E-R-B, Mexico. X-E-R-B. Yeah, I'm cool for a lot of reasons, Mike. Probably the reason I'm coolest is I collect jingles.
Where's the Mexican one? Was that the Mexican one?
Yeah, XERB.
Yeah, you just couldn't hear
so
anything.
That was an American. That was an that was an English-speaking station based in Mexico.
What they would do is they would build a tower right over the border because then the FCC couldn't monitor their power.
Tijuana.
So they would do like 150,000 watt stations that would go into the United States. The tower that Wolfman Jack worked at, that was, I believe, XERB, was so overloaded with power that if you parked a car near it, the headlights would glow.
Is it 91X now still?
Maybe.
91X in San Diego.
Yeah.
Why do I think Charlie and Harrigan were on one of those stations?
They were.
I think they were down in
San
Diego.
They were.
Anyway, next letter says, "Hi, guys. I'm a longtime listener of your show, and it's awesome. I feel that you guys are like my best friends, and I can't miss an episode. You should know that my wife and I buy everything on Amazon." Well, this is a good day for that.
Yes.
We did a full kitchen remodel and purchased a sink, faucet, and many other things through the Mike O'Mara show.
You.
That said, I wanted to let Rob know that they've been brewing craft beers out west, they say, since 1896.
Wow.
At the Anchor Steam Brewery of San Francisco. Also, Sierra Nevada Brewery opened its doors in 1980, and it's still brewed in Chico.
Chico.
Chico,
nice.
Don't get discouraged.
I know this because I graduated from California State University, Chico, in 1988 and have been drinking their great beer ever since. Sorry, Rob. Like you with your Crown Royal, I am a bit of a beer snob. You should definitely start trying some of the West of the Rockies IPAs. They are fantastico. My wife, Eric, and I had our 22nd anniversary on July 10th, and I would love for Jerry Seinfeld, Mike's best and newest impression to date, to tell us his secrets of a great marriage. Well, the best thing to do is not involve your wife in all sorts of business meetings. That's all I got. Thanks again for years of funny. Keep up the great work, your friend Bob Hollick, or Halleck of Spokane. And another one here. Happy 18th birthday to Iowa City's own Donovan Weller. His mom, Wendy Weller.
Yes.
That's what she tells us. He loves you guys so much. At all of his graduation preparation meetings, when asked what he wanted to do for a career, his answer was always comedy or radio. I have a feeling that you all have influenced him a great deal. Have a great day, Donovan. Donovan, way to kick ass. Congratulations on your graduation. We really appreciate it.
Just got this in from the research department. Not only did Charlie and Harrigan broadcast in Mexico, they were also on WKYC.
Music loving Charlie and Harrigan. WKYC.
There you go. Thank you.
Mexico. Anyway. And our final letter says, Heather Hansen writes, Dear TMOS, I'd like to add a happy birthday wish to Matt Bloom this week.
Boo!
July 17th, this Friday, is his birthday. The Anime Supper Club will be taking him to one of his favorite restaurants to celebrate. Ooh. Oh, where are you going, Pony?
We're going to Yichon in Annandale. Yichon. It's a Korean barbecue place.
Oh, yeah. It's a Korean sex barbecue place.
Yeah, it's great.
Korean sex barbecue. Start the show. We started the show.
We did start the show.
We got to take another commercial break. We'll come back, and I'll tell you about a near-death experience that I had yesterday, and we'll talk about Oscar furniture and gadgets. All that's coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Shirley MacLaine.
No, you're not, but you have an interesting encounter with Shirley MacLaine's daughter.
I certainly did.
You're going to tell us all about it?
Oh, boy.
I can't wait. It is very, very funny. Be sure to listen to The Tony Perkins Show. You can subscribe on iTunes.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen up, folks. Today is the day. Very important day for the Mike O'Mara Show. It's Prime Day. That is the single biggest day of the year to shop at Amazon. Prime Day is a global shopping event exclusively for Prime members with even more deals than Black Friday. This is a big thing.
Yes.
Today only, Prime members will be able to shop thousands of lightning deals, deals of the day, and get free two-day shipping so you can get your stuff right away.
Right.
New deals start throughout the day as often as every single 10 minutes. Not a Prime member? No sweat. You can get a free 30-day free trial of Amazon Prime by clicking the white banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And then make sure you shop Amazon through our page. Remember, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. Not much, but it adds up. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it means the world to us. So today is the day to buy. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or click on the shopping cart icon on our app and enjoy Amazon Prime Day. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And happy Prime Day. Kind of cool. Looking forward to doing a little of that myself.
Yeah.
After the
biggest shopping
over.
Day of the year. They say it's bigger than Black Friday, bigger
Pretty
than the
cool.
day after Thanksgiving.
Pretty cool.
So get her done.
All right. So here's the deal. My sister has a boat. And
a what?
A boat.
Boat.
Boat. Boat. Boat. Boat. And I get to use my sister and my brother-in-law's boat. And it's one of the really neat things. I sold my boat. I don't have one anymore.
Right.
And I'm very, very excited about one of the deals being I get to use their boat when the family members that operate the boat aren't around. But I have to train my sister to operate the boat. So we're having our first lesson yesterday.
Mm.
And when you're up here on the Maine coastline, a lot of people, I'm going to give you a little background on Maine boating here. When you drive the highways and byways of the coastal regions of Maine, you'll go by these bucolic little harbors that you'll see. And you see all these boats out in the harbor. And it's not like I've experienced boating before. Usually you have maybe a slip or you tie your boat up to a dock.
Sure.
These are all moorings. So you have a float that's out in the middle of a harbor, and you tie your boat up to it. People that know nautical are laughing at me right now because I'm giving you information you probably already know. But you tie your boat out in the harbor to a line, and then you row in a dinghy out to the boat. And that's how you do this.
And that's why they wrote the song about row, row, row your boat. That's how you
gently
get back
down the stream. But
very
no stream.
Gently. No, no.
In my case, it's just a harbor.
But it's a beautiful sight, and we've seen this up there before, is that the boats, yes. they when they are not being used, they are just tied and in the
and
middle
floating.
Of the water, and it's gorgeous. It's a beautiful thing to see.
It's gorgeous. And then at the dock are all these little bitty dinghies, some of them substantial, like
right.
for the work boats, these big wooden things, which I kind of wish I had. And then there are little ones. And one of the manufacturers of a little bitty dinghy, it is called a puffin.
Oh.
Is there anything that sounds more fluffy and poppy and light as a feather than a puffin?
It sounds like a baked good, but it's actually a bird, isn't it?
It is a puffin.
A puffin.
A puffin dinghy. Oh, sorry, isn't that exciting? It's called a puffin.
Puffin.
And if you look up the puffin picture of the bird, it's kind of a squat toucan-looking bird, but it's a little rounder and it's a little more, it's just a puffin.
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 Lovely little puffin. And so the puffin dinghy is constructed entirely of fiberglass, and it is extremely buoyant. And the boat can accommodate a little over 300 pounds. Ah. And I'm here to say that I am well short of that, so I'm very happy. But I'm still, you know, I think if you put another person in the puffin dinghy with me,
yes,
it might be problematic.
Yeah, even if it was
that's just
even if it was Ant-Man. I mean, it would get
exactly. It might be a little difficult. So the puffin dinghy and I do not have a great relationship. And as a matter of fact, puffin dinghies for years around here, you've heard the stories about men of larger carriage and maybe men not so large have had a little issue because they are so buoyant. Now, they row like a dream. They do very, very well. But getting in and getting out is a bit of an issue for me.
Sure.
Maybe you guys have even seen me get in and out of
these things.
Yeah, it's
really awkward.
It's very awkward.
Yeah, and you're mad as well, so that makes it even more tense because you're mad at the dinghy, and then you're like trying to balance yourself so you don't fall over. It's a whole thing.
I do recall
it's problematic.
What happened is when you were halfway through the process, you using words that I would never use around my mother and blaming the tides.
Yes.
You say,
well,
the tide.
Here it is.
The tide.
So they have one, and it's been a bit of a chore. Even though I lost some weight, I have a bad relationship, and now it's kind of like when an athlete has a bad spell in baseball or
sure.
any sport. It's gotten into my head.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday it was in my head, and my job was to bring the boat in, pick her up at the dock, and we were going to practice docking the boat. She did a very nice job.
Good.
And then I dropped her off, and I was off to the mooring where I had the dinghy tied up, and I was going to bring the dinghy back in after I tied the boat up. And so no problem. During the course of our little excursion, they've had some weather up here, and the weather really started to blow in. And the harbor started to be filled with probably 3 to 3.5 foot rollers, as we call the waves up here. It's
swells,
on that
Mike.
Side. Yeah, they were pretty big, and they were coming in directly off the ocean, and it was a little testy to get out there. So when I'm rowing the puffin dinghy back out to the boat, it's calm as anything. But when I moor the boat and get the puffin dinghy off the mooring line where it's attached, the boat was bouncing to the extent where the stern was coming out of the water.
Mm.
So you're getting a fluctuation that's just like 3.5 to 4.
Can you estimate the weight of the puffin? Because if it's fiberglass and it's a dinghy, the boat probably weighs almost nothing.
4 ounces, Rob.
I thought so.
The puffin dinghy weighs approximately 4 ounces.
A Dixie cup.
So they will tell you, I was online last night. This is how traumatized I was here. So I was online last night looking up proper ways to do this because obviously I am a little unstable on this thing.
Sure.
To do it. But the way I've always understood it is the best way to do it is you put you back into the dinghy and you put your first foot in the center of the dinghy so as to center your weight. But I got news for you. I'm 56 years old, and I am not the graceful athlete that I once was, okay? And so I'm fine if it's calm. I'm barely fine if it's calm. I'm barely fine. It involves me swinging my fat ass over into the dinghy and then clinging to the existing boat to stabilize myself and mashing the dinghy up against the side of the boat so as to eliminate any extraneous movement.
And
am
also,
I painting an accurate
you
picture?
You are, and I think one of the problems is, even though it is gravitationally the best way to do it, moving backwards can't be easy.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing is based on the fact of the buoyancy of this dinghy where you can put a foot inside of this dinghy. You can actually put a foot in there and lean forward, and suddenly the dinghy just shoots out like it's coming out of a cannon.
Like
right?
stepping That's on a skateboard. It can just go out right out from under you.
And I did this once earlier in the season where I landed hard, and the dinghy was over on its side almost at the waterline, and I righted the ship and then almost lost the oars that were inside the dinghy. Mm. I mentioned there are oars in there, too.
Of course.
There are oars and oar locks. It's a process, okay? Mm. It's a process. It's a process that says maybe boating's not for me. That's the way I want to
No,
look
boating
at
is
it,
for right? you. Boating has always been for you.
But, you know, as Oscar mentioned before, I'm up here in my paradise.
Uh, you can first of all, I think that maybe business conversations should be had between men and not women. They get too emotional.
Oh,
Mike.
My God.
They get too emotional.
Oh, wow. No. And I appreciate the fact you took 30 minutes after the fact to bring that up.
And well, yeah. Well, if
give her distance to get away.
Put yourself in my position. If Shannon was here and she said that she didn't trust Mike after all the hard years that Mike's put in as far as building a business, that would be a little hurtful.
True.
Right?
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely
after
right.
All I've done and sacrificed.
But let's be honest. You would never let Shannon speak.
That's true. No, too. It was easy.
You know what? And I got news for you, pal. You know what? It might have hurt me, too. And
it's
that's
fine.
Why I brought her
it's
in. Totally does that make
fine.
Sense to you?
It does.
Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Two, right. I found the executed contract that we were talking about, and it rolls over year to year, so it is in perpetuity.
Okay.
And I sent it over to you so you can print it out to her and give it to her and say, hey, here you go. No worries.
I don't feel happy about the beginning of the show either. So, you know what? This is a good time for a break.
Oh, you want to take a break?
We'll take a short break, and then I'll tell you what happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No. Wounds.
Wounds. We'll take a break. Take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Next Issue. We're all reading Next Issue. It's fantastic. Guess who's on the cover of Esquire magazine this week, baby?
Who?
My man, The Rock. I've been reading all about The Rock. To be honest with you, that's not the article that I read. I'm reading an article about global warming that will curl your hair in Esquire. All these can be had at Next Issue. Next Issue is absolutely amazing. And Next Issue, what is it? It's the modern way to get all your magazines. You can get your free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/TMOS. Instant and unlimited access to all the magazines you crave, plus enriched web content.
Love it.
Next Issue satisfies any and every interest, whether you're into sports, fashion, news, or tech. Next Issue has you covered with titles like Sports Illustrated, Cosmo, Time, and Wired, plus People, Entertainment Weekly, National Geographic, Consumer Reports, so much more. Everything that's in the print editions on the same day they hit the newsstand, like I was just telling you with my Esquire, right on your tablet or iPhone. Plans start at less than $10 a month, and one account can be shared by up to 5 devices, so it's great for families. And here's the best part: no magazine clutter, which we hate in the O'Mara household. Plus, you can cancel at any time, but you'll never want to. Get your free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/TMOS. Do it right now and read up way up on all your interests. That's nextissue.com/TMOS. So this has gotten in my head. I can't get it out of my head. And it was that my son
sounded like him.
Wow. Yeah.
So you might want to send him a copy of the paper, too.
Happy day in the neighbor. So anyway, to make a long story short, or as long as possible, I will tell you this. Hold on just a second. I'm going to go get... It's just one of those days.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
go grab the door. Yeah, I'm going to go grab the door.
Thank you. He seems upset.
A little Michael might have just woke up from nap time. It's no big deal.
No.
We're good to go.
You know? Maybe he's surprised.
Maybe he was surprised.
Yeah. Back on the show.
Time to wake up.
No, please pop back.
What about little Michael? Let's talk to little Michael.
Yes, yes. Feelings have been hurt. So
come back on the show for a minute. Come in where everybody can see you. You're smiling. I want him to see your smiling.
You're very pretty.
Please, let me see you.
She's off.
God, it's such a trade up.
Yes.
We have to look at Mike every day.
So much better. Mm-hmm. So much better.
You heard Oscar's
feelings. Did I hurt your feelings, Oscar?
Well, I thought it was kind of rude what you said, to be honest.
Well, I was just worried. It was just my fear. I'm sorry. That's
it's okay. But I'm. This is why, and to be fair, I said this to Mike earlier. Let the men handle the business. And I think if you let that happen, things will be okay. No one's feelings will be hurt.
Right.
No emotion will be brought into this will be A-okay.
You know, I think
things were almost okay.
The executed contract, Carla, which, by the way, does roll over from year to year. And I sent it to Mike and I said, please put this in a safe place.
Yes.
So he's good to go.
Okay. And to your previous comment, Oscar,
yes.
I totally understand it. You.
Nice. Her best appearance yet.
That is called buttoning it up, baby. Wow. That was strong. Let the little lady.
That was wild.
Thank you, little lady. Oh my God. All right. Let me pull that back in here. So anyway, back to the dinghy.
Yes.
This has been one of those crazy days.
Yeah, acting crazy now, ain't they?
Acting crazy now. I don't care. You know what? It is what it is. I like it sometimes when it spills over. And you know what? This is the kind of stuff that's good. It's healthy.
Sure.
It's
sure.
I think it's good for everybody. So getting back to the whole dinghy thing. So we have a 3 to 3.5 foot rollers. You guys have seen them up there. You've been up there. You've seen the weather that comes in. And I approach this the same way I would approach being in a sand trap on a golf course. I'm always afraid to hit out of the sand because I'll scull it or I'll do something horrible.
I thought you were going to break the oar over your knee.
No, the thing is, I'm so scared that I try to get it over with as quickly as possible.
Understood, understood.
And that's not the right way to do it. Mm. That is not the way to do things when you're on a boat. You should just go, keep that child quiet.
One thing I remember about the two times I've been up to your places up there, Mike, the place up there, you can literally see weather rolling in. You see it coming down the road, like almost like a truck coming down the street. Is it the kind of thing where you can see the weather coming and so the pressure is on? You are under the gun.
Not in this particular case, although I will tell you that all day yesterday and today, for that matter, it's been fog banks have been coming in and out where it just gets sucked in. But this is the wind I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I've got the boat all moored. I'm ready to get into the Puffin. And the Puffin is not my friend. The Puffin, the toughest transition for me is from the big boat into the Puffin. And that's the only one I can handle at the dock. I can handle getting out of the Puffin and onto the larger structure.
Dock to Puffin, getting, Puffin to boat. All great.
The two tough ones are the two tough ones, a little tougher to get from dock into Puffin, but excruciatingly difficult to get into moving boat into Puffin. Puffin, not my friend. And it's on my mind. And I'm like, well, you're out here. You got 3.5 foot waves in the harbor, but you just have to do this. Now, the difference is when you're getting into the Puffin is not going to be right at the waterline. It's going to go all the way down, and then your boat's going to go up into the air, and the Puffin's going to go down. It's going to be the perfect storm, okay? Mm, yes. And I'm not George Clooney, and that's what's going to happen. But I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do it as efficiently as I can. And I put my leg into the Puffin dinghy, and as soon as I do that, it moves forward, and a money sound. That's what I wanted. My ass slips forward, and then I correct, and I shoot my leg forward, causing my entire body to go backwards, and I land on the oar.
And I
shatter the oar.
And the front
part of the oar, that which, by the way, is the means of propulsion for the Puffin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I shatter the oar, and it jettisons out towards the harbor, never to be found again. Did I mention the oar is traveling upwind? So in order for me to get, I'm not even thinking about this because now, thank God, the Puffin is still attached to the boat. But now I am on my back in the dinghy and the boat is floating about 10 feet off of the big boat with the line attached, thank God. That's why you always attach the line.
Right.
But I am sitting there with my legs over the center seat and my back in the middle. And I am feeling this excruciating pain where my arm had shattered the oar. And I am also trying to grab the other oar, which is doing its level best to make its way out of the dinghy. I'm slightly on the right side, and I am about 2 inches from the water line. And a little water is splashing over into the Puffin. I am about to have a fatal heart attack. I am freaked out of my mind. I'm that scared. I really am.
Now, one question that needs to be asked, has Kathy left or did Kathy watch this go down?
Uh-oh.
Kathy,
yes?
During this entire process, is at the dock doing God knows what. She said, I heard a...
Nice.
That's exactly what she's doing. She's on the deck with friends.
She's got her Margaritaville blender on the deck.
Look at my fat brother. Look at my fat brother that's doing that right now. It sounds stupid to get traumatized.
No, it doesn't.
I am so traumatized by this. I don't know. I got to get back on the horse. I have to get back on the horse, but this friggin' little Puffin dinghy has my ass is in the bottom, okay?
Right.
And this is when two words pop into my head, like a neon light just burning my brain.
Yeah.
Those two words are core strength. Nice. Core strength. And I say, you know, buddy, it doesn't matter if you don't think you got it. You got to have it now.
Right.
And my legs are up in the air across this.
This
and
is.
My
am I the only one
down.
Who's turned on right now?
Nope.
It is for a normally fit person. This yeah. is not. This is no. Well, it's a bit of a deal because you're all off center. But really, for me, it's just a question of you've got to do this. My arm is hurting. I've got one oar in the boat now. The dinghy is floating there. I'm not going to get the dinghy anywhere if I am on my fat ass back in the bottom. Now, this is the second time I have been in this position in one of these effing puffin dinghies because they are made out of balsa wood and they suck. And that's why I'm so frustrated with this. But I said to myself, look, there is nobody out here that's going to help you.
Right.
You might say that this is a little bit tough a task by bringing your massive girth up from the bottom of this boat. And really, for the average person, I'm like this with my hand. This is, should not be difficult for me.
Right.
But I did it, and it took me two tries to do it because I was so stressed out, and then you get that whole exhaustion thing going.
Sure,
you just,
and panic.
All this adrenaline has shot out of your body, and I reach up, and I pull myself up, and I get on the seat, and when I pull myself up onto the seat, I've been focusing all of my energy on simply hauling my body up.
Right.
I have not been focusing on hauling my body up centered. So
oh,
I
no.
pull my body up to the seat, and I'm on the right side, and it's this moment where the puffin, with all its wonderful little bird-like buoyancy, goes to the right, and water begins to pour into the dinghy.
Oh. Now, but the good news is that it won't sink, though, right? Even full of water, it probably won't.
I wasn't going to get to that situation. I hurled myself back to the center, and I right the ship, and a little water got in. My shorts are completely soaked with urine.
Of course.
That's what it is.
And it's a shame when you were on your back like that, Mike, and you had your legs spread that you didn't think to have someone check you for HPV.
I know. It was horrible.
It's dangerous because if you fall in the water, the frigid waters.
That's right. Oh, right? That is very
it's cold.
Cold.
It's cold up there. It's cold. But I've got the dinghy attached. I can grab something and I can get myself back to the boat and I can pull myself up on the boat. I know how to do that. But it's still... It's traumatizing. You just don't want to be in that situation.
What I envisioned...
I swear to God, it's on my mind now. I woke up thinking about this.
Sure.
I went to sleep last night thinking about this. I'm traumatized by the fact that I struggle with this part of the dinghy. And I looked online. By the way, online.
No help.
You know, what? Because, you know, occasionally you want to look online. Go to YouTube and say, proper entry and exit from a dinghy. You know, because, you might be doing something. But
sure.
There might be a technique. There might be a little tech. Mm. No, there's nothing. It's like, how to make a dinghy out of plywood. Here are the plans. You know, F you, YouTube. Kiss my Irish ass.
Did
really,
you ever boy. Have it, the vision of losing it, falling out of the boat, and having to, like, paddle, swim the boat back to the dock?
Yeah. You think of all that stuff, and there's nobody in the harbor. It's very, it's a very dense fog
abandoned.
Day, so nobody's out there doing stuff. And then there's the embarrassment. I told you guys I always go on one side of the boat so people don't see me.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want them to see me. And, Kathy's only thing was I heard a loud bang.
Did you have to buy new oars?
So true. Well, I had one oar, Oscar. Uh-huh. And so, Kathy, the next thing, I literally sit in the dinghy for about 5 minutes just composing myself because my
catching your breath,
my hands are shaking. I'm just a delicate flower. And
well,
I really
–
I
don't blame you.
I was – but the thing is, at the bottom of the dinghy is the very top of the dinghy handle. And the rest of the dinghy is out near, it's basically floating to England. I have
oh, you
no
mean
idea
the oar
where.
Handle? The oar
the
handle.
The oar handle, yes. I'm sorry, not the dinghy. The oar handle is gone, so I have one oar.
So you had so, to, did you have to take it out of the lock and like come in,
yes.
like get
yes.
your gumi?
Yes.
Just one side
yes.
and the other, and then the
exactly.
other, and the other.
Exactly. And oh. Kathy sees, and Kathy's at the dock.
Yes.
And she sees me coming in, and the first thing is, she gives me the Kathy look, which is, you know, where she waves her hands around and it's just like,
what's going on?
What's going on? And then by this time, there's some kids that are at the dock. And I'm not going to yell, I fell in the dinghy and shattered the oar and the oar's gone and I almost killed myself.
The kids
I
are selling tickets up there.
And so it was, and so I begin the long journey. Oh, and by the way, the O'Mara family and the Parsley family are our little mooring, our little float in the harbor. I think the guy takes it personally. The guy might not like us because, you know, everybody's got their little boats very close to the dock. Mine is halfway to Canada. That's where they have put my. So I've got a long haul to do this.
Sure.
But the good news is I'm with the wind. So I'm kind of riding these waves as I'm going. And every time with the little buoyant little puffin bird dinghy that I'm in, every time I take one out, it's a little lean to the left, lean to the right. And I'm not in any danger at this point.
Sure.
But I am still, I'm shaky. Shaky. And I get it around, get close enough to Kathy. And Kathy, how did she ask me? She's like, what happened? And I told her, I said, I broke the oar. And
you mean
and
she didn't see the fall? What was she doing?
Well, she saw it. She said she thought I was just doing it a different way. She's not exactly nautical.
Mike, you're doing it a different way.
Not exactly nautical.
This is the way to get into the boat where you fall and break the oar. It's an all.
See, the thing is, there's a swim ladder on this dock that I pull the dinghy up to because of my, my lack of athletic ability. So now I mash the dinghy up and I pop out of that, and that one usually goes pretty well. But it's still, you know, you're getting into it. It's like trying to stand on a top.
Yeah,
it's just not, it's not working for me. And so last night I was looking at wooden dinghies to see if there were, I'd like to get like an old for maybe $100 a used,
like
wooden
a
one. They have
Tracy,
lots of those of
a Spencer Tracy old man in the sea boat.
That's exactly what a dory.
Perfect. Yes, exactly.
I'd like a dory.
Beautiful.
I would like a wooden dory, but they're expensive, so
of
I can't
course,
afford
yeah.
those. So it was just, I'm looking and they don't have any of that. You know, when you really need something sometimes and you're surfing online and you're just looking and everything's either too expensive or it's the wrong information or all this, I'm looking at how to get in and out of a dinghy, which is stupid. I've been up here 50 years. I know how to get in and out of a dinghy. It's just the fact that I weigh, 285 pounds. That's the reason. I can't get in and out of a goddamn dinghy. And I don't know how I did it last year. I really have no idea I did it last year.
You were scared to death to do it in front of me and Oscar. At one point, you wouldn't even let us look.
Yeah.
And when you were there, you, Mike, were driven by the fear of shame.
I know. Well, this now I've got.
It's like
now
when
the
a
fear...
kid picks a car up off their dad because it was something that had
the
to be
adrenaline.
Done. Yeah, the adrenaline made you do it.
All right. Well, anyway, that's the dinghy story, and I got the.
I wish that
little,
boy of yours would grow up so he could do the dinghy thing for
on
you.
Your
it's
arm.
Little,
wound.
Yeah. That's one of those things. Like in 2 days, it's going to be like I'm abused or something like that.
Hits me.
That's right. All right. Hey, hits me. Save some for Mike now.
All right. So Oscar's got a new gadget. All I know. The other day.
How much time do we have? Because this is really worth it. It's time, and I'm telling you because there's so many layers to this movement, but I can get into it if you'd like.
Let's save it for tomorrow's show. Let's save it for. Can you give us just a synopsis
there
of
is
a teaser for tomorrow?
That if you need things done, you could go and have a stranger do the work for you. It's called TaskRabbit, and somebody.
Oh. Here comes the TaskRabbit.
That you don't know signs up to do it.
Hey, I was sent over from TaskRabbit. I was wondering if I could. Clean out your closets.
Hey, you know, that's great. Mike, if the idea of Uber is not terrifying enough for you, call the TaskRabbit and roll the dice.
Welcome. Welcome to I got to do the lower voice.
How'd you find this place?
Need, man. Need.
Welcome to TaskRabbit. I'm your host. Yeah. This is wonderful.
So, I posted a job on TaskRabbit. And I got a response.
Now, is that a victory or does that make you uneasy?
I will be seeing my TaskRabbit representative on Saturday.
I hope it's not an actual rabbit.
It's a costume.
Hi, I'm your host for TaskRabbit. I'm here with your puffin dinghy.
If they had it in Maine, you could do that. You could hire somebody to actually go and get your boat and pull it back.
Hey, are you from
TaskRabbit? I'm your TaskRabbit person. Can I row that boat out there for you? I don't want to break an oar.
Hey, TaskRabbit, do you know how to fix oars?
Yeah, I'll glue them together. No problem at all. That's my TaskRabbit job for the day. That's what I'm going to do. No problem at all. We got you covered. Got you covered here at TaskRabbit. We're the TaskRabbit people. And by the way, all right, you need a contract drawn up? We'll get that for TaskRabbit.
Oh, no. I don't think we're okay.
Should be a lot of
they were covered.
TaskRabbit.
All right, well, we'll hear all about TaskRabbit and the furniture. You got new furniture, right?
I'm getting new furniture.
It's very, very exciting, nice. And more fun and more thrills. All coming up because we didn't have enough show. It was a very interesting show today.
Yes, it was.
we'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
I'm not even tipsy. What's wrong with you?
Plenty.
Have you been driving children around?
Yeah, I drove Adnan and Robert to the rec center. Robert has a new friend. His name is Adnan.
And you took them to the rec center?
I knew I had to drop them off. But what were they going to do at the rec center?
And who was going to pick them up?
And if I did pick them up, would I be sober?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, now that summer is here, I want to have the energy to enjoy every moment of it.
Yes.
That's why I love my Sleep Number bed, and I love you telling me that you're enjoying your Sleep Number beds. If you go and buy one, make sure you let me know about it. I'd love to hear about it. It helps me get a great night's sleep so I can fully enjoy every single day. My Sleep Number bed lets me choose the comfort and support that's exactly right for me. Last night, my Sleep Number setting was an 85. I sleep great, and I can prove it, because all Sleep Number beds are available with Sleep IQ technology, and last night my Sleep IQ score was a 94. Not
good
too
job,
shabby,
Mike.
People.
Good job.
With Sleep IQ technology, I know what adjustments to make to get my best possible sleep, because it tells me not only are the prices great on Sleep Number beds, but also they help your back. And I've had back pain for years, and it changed dramatically when I got my Sleep Number. Come in right now and discover the Sleep Number bed and Sleep IQ technology. The Queen C2 mattress is only $1,099.99. My Sleep Number setting again is an 85. Carla's is a 65. No better sleep. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology are only available at the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to give the high side and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
News.
Look, this is the kind of silly mistake that could happen to anyone. But it's still hilarious that it happened to Donald Trump. Donald's media team posted what was supposed to be a patriotic photo of the Donald's face over an American flag backdrop.
Yes.
It also included images of $100 bills, the White House, and soldiers.
Okay.
But here's the kicker. They weren't American soldiers. They were Nazi soldiers.
Oh,
what?
And not just any Nazi soldiers. These guys were SS.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Which were like the evilest Nazis of all time.
If you're going to screw up, Mike, go big.
After several websites called attention to this, the picture was taken down, and the mistake was blamed on a lowly intern. Are you listening to Mac? It's always blamed on the intern. That's the way it goes. Yeah, lots of fun there. Comic-Con is not for everyone, and Jesse Eisenberg, who I cannot stand.
Yeah,
you remember that
too.
Guy from The Social Network?
Yeah.
Well, apparently Jesse is whining about something else now. He's not a fan of Comic-Con. He plays Lex Luthor in Batman versus Superman. I don't picture Jesse Eisenberg is being a Lex Luthor. That's Gene Hackman, man.
I mean,
what's going on?
I saw him in the previews for it,
the
and
trailer.
it just doesn't look
right. He's not bald.
Yeah, he needs to be.
Oh,
bald.
He's not. He didn't do the bald thing.
Not in the trailer. Not in the trailer. Maybe later on in the movie. No.
Well, he was at Comic-Con and he said, "quote It's like being screamed at by thousands of people. I don't know what the experience is throughout history. Probably some kind of genocide."
What?
What?
Yeah, he compared being at Comic-Con to
what
genocide.
What an a-hole.
Wow.
I can't think of anything that's equivalent. What a total... What's his deal? I mean, he's the luckiest guy in the world, right? He's this little nerd
and
that got hit by the lucky stick.
I think that the problem with him is when someone's resting face is that unpleasant. He looks like he's in pain mm-hmm. all the time. You get put off by him. And Lex Luthor, if I'm not mistaken, hates Superman because Superman was responsible for his baldness.
Yeah.
I think there was like, it's one of the things is that a medical experiment went wrong.
We'll find out.
We will.
But the Batman vs. Superman trailer looks phenomenal, Mike. When you get a chance, take a look at it.
Mm. All right. Well, I'll check that out, but I hate that guy.
Yeah,
consider
too.
Yourself yesterday's news, Selena Gomez, because Justin Bieber.
Yes.
You know, there is not a Justin Bieber story that I do not report onto our list.
Mike, you have your finger on the pulse of Bieber Nation.
He's got a new lady on his mind, and that lady is Kelly Ripa.
What?
Yes. Kelly's 44, by the way. Justin's just 21, but he doesn't care. He posted a picture of Kelly in a bikini yesterday with the caption, "Wow, Kelly makes me feel some type of way. No disrespect. I know she's married. Hashtag big crush." You get the impression Justin Bieber's like taking the summer off and just being a complete idiot everywhere
he's
he goes.
Back to what he used to be.
Taking the year off. I mean, it's not just the summer. And the thing is Kelly Ripa has some very, very attractive attributes, none of which are going to be in a bikini. She looks
you
best
know what?
When
I saw
she's
the picture.
Dressed up.
I saw the picture. She did not look bad.
Really?
She maybe a picture from a few years ago, but she works out a lot.
Yeah.
She's got a nice little body. Yeah, she's not
what
bad.
Didn't
not
you like about her, Rob?
She is very flat-chested, Oscar. Oh, that is
God.
The thing.
It's Rob's, that's what Rob likes.
Just like
Rob
the cans.
Well, look at me.
The yabos.
Yeah.
Big cans.
Yeah.
And,
I'm the only
baby
guy,
got
Mike.
Back.
I'm the only guy that likes a girl with big breasts.
This is true.
She's flat-chested.
She's very flat-chested. I like to say things like that to make you ill at ease.
Bill Cosby's supporters have been dropping like flies, and now even Whoopi Goldberg is changing her tune. As recently as last week, she thought Cosby should be considered innocent until proven guilty. But on The View yesterday, she admitted that the evidence against him is overwhelming and that she's thinking about it differently because he can't really be proven guilty in a court at this point due to the statute of limitations. Here is her quote. I hate to see Whoopi take crap, but Whoopi does tend to defend celebrities a lot.
Sure.
I think Whoopi defends celebrities because she just doesn't go along with the feeding frenzy all the time. But this is one case where it backfired. Here's her quote. "If this is to be tried in the court of public opinion, I got to say all of the information that's out there kind of points to guilt." I think Whoopi has been on the receiving end of the mob. And so Whoopi doesn't necessarily always want to go along with the mob. I'm defending her a little bit on this, but
sure.
You know, she's coming around on Cosby. To be honest with you, wouldn't we all like to see the whole Cosby thing play out in a real court of
true.
Law?
Yeah,
I would.
Absolutely. True. She's very wise, Whoopi. You know, say what you will, she doesn't make a lot of really stupid statements. And when she says something like that, I think it carries a certain amount of weight. I think she's very brilliant.
Absolutely.
Jessica Eckert of Queen Creek, Arizona, needed a cake for her son's 6th birthday recently.
Mm.
So she picked the dinosaur one at the Costco, right out of the Costco catalog. But when she got it, she noticed something very strange.
Mm.
The dinosaur only had 3 legs, and each one looked like a big number 6. So the cake said 666 on it. She says, quote...
exactly.
Your cake's ready for pickup, man. Yeah. Welcome to the Arizona Costco.
The dinosaur had 3 legs. One looked like a big 6. They all looked like 666. She says, quote, "I was extremely shocked and upset to see a demonic symbol written clear as day on my 6-year-old son's birthday cake." Well, the son is 6.
That's true. Yeah, and Mike, they asked a Costco representative to comment, and they said, "Yummy, yummy, yummy, time for your satanic amazing. Lots of blood, good for you, yummy, yummy."
She said, does that lady still exist?
Yeah, Sonny's still there, sure.
Can you maybe get some tape on her sometime? That
sure,
would be fun.
Yeah.
She said, "I was extremely surprised at Costco for allowing such an inappropriate joke. We're thinking it had to be accidental, but maybe it was a prank by the person who designed it. Either way, Costco pulled the dinosaur cake from their catalog on Monday because it's the cake of the devil, the mark of the devil."
No, it's a satanic dinosaur.
And now a little something for all of you. 29-year-old Delia Preem of Largo, Florida, doesn't want her boyfriend Anthony Howard, doesn't want her boyfriend Anthony Howard watching porn We don't know if he's like a serious addict or just your average American perv. Either way, he promised to stop watching, but Delia was pretty sure he was still watching it behind her back, so she set up a hidden camera on Sunday to catch him in the act. Mm. Sure enough, that night, she caught him on camera watching porn.
Oh.
Busted.
Yes.
Then she waited until he went to sleep and woke him up by slapping him in the face and pushing him. Mm-hmm. And then she started throwing the stuff all around the room because Delia was pretty pissed off at her beau.
Sure.
And she was arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery. And, of course, he was guilty of looking at dead ass. Am I right, ladies? All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Rob and the Magic Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. May nothing but death do
us part. Oh,
do
yeah.
you talk C++?
Oh, yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
Can you tell that into Port 25 and fake an email?
Oh, promo.
Do you like to surf the back plane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
It's technology and the way it affects your life. Oh,
yeah. And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
He didn't have
Tech 411 show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The big day is this Friday, everybody. You've read it, but you haven't heard it, and you have clamored for it.
Yes.
And we finally put it together. It's Open Mic, the audiobook. Yay!
Yes.
Listen to the story of the Mike O'Mara Show as read by the authors. It's Mike, Rob, and Oscar in their own words. Hear all the stories told by the people who live them. You'll be a fly on the wall listening to the inside scoop. Plus, surprises, expanded content. We did a lot of stuff in the audiobook that you didn't get in the regular book. And audio treats and guest stars. Download the fun. You'll love it in the car, at home, on the beach, and all summer long. It's only $6.99, and this Friday, you can grab it on iTunes or at MikeO'MaraShow.com. This is our big, big summertime project. We're very excited about you listening to Mike O'Mara's book, and it's really going to be great. Open Mic, the audiobook. You're going to love what you hear. A brand new TMOS experience. It's unlike anything we've done before. Actual archival audio, impressions, genuine voices, genuine stories. Jubilant laughter, everybody. So make sure you check out the audio vault. Not the audio vault. The book. Thank you.
But check out the audio vault as well.
We appreciate that. How about right now? Let's open it up.
Good idea.
The audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, July 15, 2015. Take it away, Rob.
You inspired me, Mike. Just quick, for those who are perhaps new to the party and don't know who Sunny the Costco lady is, she is one of the demo ladies at my Costco, yes. And she sounds like this.
It's in $1.79.
She is very enthusiastic at her job, so I will have within a week new footage of
Thank
Sunny.
You.
Yay!
Yeah, I love that. What is it? Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy.
Hello, how are you? Coming in, everybody, trying. That's a yummy, yummy.
That's the one. That's where she kicks it into overdrive.
Nice.
Coming in, everybody, trying.
For those of you who are newcomers, Mike, rubes, yes. if you will, what right. she's saying is, hello, 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 yummy, yummy, come on in. Everybody try. And sometimes she has really good stuff, and sometimes they give her coconut water, so it's sort of a roll of the dice,
nice.
You'll see. Nick Offerman, he is sort of a one-trick pony. You would know him if you saw him. He's on Parks and Rec, I guess. He's the guy with the mustache, and he always talks like this. He did a very funny, it's an actual PSA for the Heart Association, where he talks about pizza. And Mike, do you remember the old ad where pasta was grown on trees?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, he talks about the pizza farms.
The government tells us we need to offer healthy choices in school lunches. But what is healthy, really?
Welcome to the pizza farm, where we are hard at work growing the ripe, juicy pizzas your kids love.
And they've got actual, like, it looks like a grape arbor with pieces of pizza attached,
nice.
All of it. It's very, very funny.
What could be healthier than this? Acres of pizza kissed by the sun, stretching as far as the eye can see. Mmm. Fresh pepperoni straight from Mother Earth. We also have orchards of taquito trees soaking up the minerals and vitamins from the sun before we pick them and deliver them straight to those school lunch trays.
Can I have one?
You sure you don't want an apple?
Ew, no way.
Here you go. You see, kids know what their bodies need.
My teeth feel soft.
Go away. Listen, if it's on a plant, it's good for you. Who cares how it got there? French fries are practically salads, which is why I like mine with ranch.
It's very, very funny PSA. Check it out. Did you watch any of the All-Star game last night?
Not a lot of it, but I watched the beginning of it. Last night I was actually catching up watching that home run derby, which is just a
disaster.
I can't do Berman anymore. I know. You know, every year he's worn me out more and more, and now they changed the format, and it's just, you know what I realized? The home run. In
right.
baseball, being a baseball purist, the home run is a home is special because it's rare,
yep.
because it's very rare. And to have one after the other and then have it called like it's special by an a-hole broadcaster that I cannot stand, Chris Berman, and hear him go bank, 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 bank every time. It's a sporting event for morons, and I don't like to watch it. I really don't like it.
What I did love last night, did you see when they brought out the four greatest living players?
I saw the clip of Pete Rose. I saw that.
Well, yeah. that was something separate. Before they did the first pitch, they brought out Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, Sandy wow. Koufax, and Johnny Bench.
That's pretty cool.
And I was shocked. Sandy Koufax has got to be 80, right? I mean,
now,
he's
wait a
old.
Minute. I think they showed Pete Rose was in that same group, I thought.
They brought them back for the first pitch. This okay. was a separate thing. Koufax,
Pete Rose wasn't in the group because I saw him hug Johnny Bench.
Well, I do have actually when they brought Pete Rose out. And explain this to me. How can a man who is banned from baseball be brought out at the All-Star game for a standing ovation?
Because it's Cincinnati.
Okay.
That's
and
the only reason.
Here's the way that sounds.
From Western Hills High School in Cincinnati. Please welcome Pete Rose.
And the place went crazy, of course. But if I have my timeline right, Sandy Koufax has got to be at least pushing 80. And he
yep,
came out,
absolutely.
And he looked fantastic,
yep,
threw the
has.
Ball, and threw it great, and Johnny Bench caught it. It was a great moment. I'm not a big sports fan, as you know, but even I
right.
could sort of wrap my head around the importance of this
moment.
Yeah,
but moment. You like older sports figures.
Oh, yeah, and I actually, yes. you know, I remember when Johnny Bench played. I love that big red machine.
And, of course, the American League won, right? That's
they did,
that,
as a matter of
that
fact.
That means they get a home field advantage in the World Series, which is still pretty cool.
Great name, Mike Trout. First at-bat of the game hits a home run.
That's into right field. Pretty well hit. Back at the wall. Gone. A home run from Mike Trout.
Mike Trout.
Great name.
AL leads 1-0. Here with one batter in this All-Star game.
Did you see the national anthem?
I did not. I was bad at sports.
That's true.
I didn't watch the All-Star
Sierra
game.
Sierra did it, and although her voice was serviceable and not great, she did something that I think that you would like, Mike. She had three backup singers. So even though her voice was serviceable, the backup singers made it sound really cool. By the
dawn's when do they kick in?
Right here. What's so they use them sparingly just on certain
right.
notes, and it was really cool.
Yeah, but you know what I hated? I hated that spittle that you could see on her profile shot, that mist
yeah,
coming out of her mouth. Sierra mist. Sorry.
And I will tell this
well,
in all seriousness. Fox blew it again because they had like a steady cam on her. It was like spinning the whole time. They just couldn't show her.
Mm.
It was trying to make
too
it
many
an
angles.
Exciting. Yeah, it was
too many
too
cameras,
much.
Too much technology, and they have to use it or they lose it. That's the way they
but
do it.
But congratulations, Mike Trout.
Mike Trout.
Kim Kardashian has a new song out, Mike. It's great.
What? Can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
She's a larger woman, right? I
yes.
mean, she's a Zoftic.
Yes, that's a nice way to put it.
Does she... That's that baby talk voice is kind of phony, right?
Of course, it
I
has
mean,
to be.
I mean, she's got to really be... She's really got to be doing that. She knows it's like totally...
Her real voice is like Nick Offerman.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
But Mike,
how
that's
doing?
Not my...
Kanye! Kanye!
That's not my best
I have
song.
A yeast infection, Kanye! Oh,
that's not the best song I heard today. I know the election is still 15, 16 months away, but it's time for the election parody records. Mike, are you ready to do and have your explosion ready? The
yes.
Trumpty dance?
Trying to buy the White House with all my wealth? First, let me introduce myself. My name is Trumpty, pronounced with a umpty.
Nice.
Love the song
soul.
Too much.
I like to bumpty.
Look at you!
And to all the other candidates,
Please allow me to bump thee. I build a wall, y'all, to control immigration. Stop rapists from invading our nation. I'm the best. Don't think you can beat me. And if you don't agree, you can open up and eat me. I'm sick with this. I'm just talking smack. Sometimes I sound ridiculous. My plan and execution is meticulous. And my catchphrase is ubiquitous.
All right, that's
I'm not going to blow it up. It's too good.
All right, we'll hold on to the Trump D dance. Mike, I'll email you an MP3 of it.
Thank you very much.
You familiar? I know you love the EDM, the electronic dance music, the bass drop. It's one of their key things they do. It is like a tremendous buildup for a transition to a big, powerful song. This was all over Facebook. This is so funny. A guy did a bass drop into a song you would not expect. Yeah. Listen to the audience react when he does his bass drop. He bass dropped into True by Spandau Ballet.
Oh my God, the worst song of the 80s.
The crowd
True.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it, another Mike O'Mara Show come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, we rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.